If you can remember when you woke up, I realized that it must be a stressful event, just waking up in a situation like this.
Et niisuguses olukorras ärkamine peab olema kaunis stressi tekitav.
Did you find the situation as a dangerous situation at that time, or when did you realize that this was dangerous?
Kas te arvasite kohe, et olukord on ohtlik, või mis ajal teile hakkas tunduma, et olukord on ohtlik?
Ohtlik on selline olukord merel, kui on torm ja laevas on see uur kreen, siis ta tundub alles selline ebatavane, aga kui nad lõplikuna tundus see ohtlik, siis kui laev hakkas suurenes kreen kogu aeg.
When the ship is in a stormy weather and there is a big hill, yes, then it seems dangerous.
But
so it was almost immediate when you woke up.
It was only when the hill kept on and on increasing that I realized that it was really dangerous.
We can also look from another angle on this. When did you start to be afraid?
Võime vaadata seda olukorda ka teisest aspektist. Missugusel hetkel te hakkasite kartma?
Ma otseselt seda kartuseks ei nimeta, aga see oli selline seisund, ma ei oska öelda, mis seisund see on, kas see on kartus või siis kui kadus ära, ütleme elekter, kreen suurenes kogu aeg.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it fear, but it was a state of mind which I cannot name. Fear or being afraid, perhaps it was when the electricity disappeared and the hill kept increasing.
And then you were out on deck.
Ja siis te olete väljas tekil.
Jah.
Yes.
You went out on deck through the, you opened the window, went out.
Te tegite ohna lahti ja läksite välja tekile.
Jah.
Yes.
To do that, I realized that you must have thought it was a dangerous situation, no?
Selleks, et niimoodi teha, pidite te küllap hindama olukorda ohtlikuks.
And you didn't want to stay in your camp?
Ei tahtnud oma kõrgisse jääda.
Loomulikult.
Of course not.
Ma indasin seda olukord ohtlikuks.
I consider the situation to be dangerous.
And not reversible, so that you have not any hope of the ship straightening itself up again.
Ja te ei pidanud võimalikuks, et see olukord on nagu pöördud või möödud. Te ei arvanud, et laev võiks ennast jälle otseks kallutada.
Tähendab, ma ütlesin, et minu esimene mõte oli, kui see kreen tekis, et pääses kaup liikuma. Kuna kaup pääseb liikuma, siis seda tagasi saada pärast ei ole praktiliselt võimalik sellise tormiga. No, seal võib palasti tankidega küll mängida, aga kuna ta suurenes kogu aeg.
As I said, my first thought was that the cargo had started to shift and it is practically impossible to move the shifting cargo back in such a stormy weather, of course you could try with the ballast tanks and so on, but as I said, the heel kept increasing.
Did you notice anything from the people on the bridge?
Kas te märkasite midagi sillas olnud inimestest?
Did you notice anything from the bridge, from the people on there? While out on the deck, seven.
Et kas te märkasite sillal viibinud inimesi?
Ei.
No.
You didn't look toward the bridge.
Te ei vaadanud silla suunas.
Vaatasin, aga sinna, kuna sild on sõiduvalt pime, sinna sisse praktiselt näha ei ole võimalik.
But during the voyage, the bridge is dark, so it's impossible to see inside the bridge.
Ja kuna ka ütleme laev oli kreenis paremasse pardis, siis praktiliselt selle koha peal, mis oli näha lahtise tekivalt, seal viibida. No, minu arvates oli see võimatus, et sellise tiivanurgaga, kust oli näha see.
And as there was a big hill to the port side.
To starboard.
A big hill to the starboard side, then it was practically impossible to see the bridge.
Ma ütleks, et see on, näha on võimalik aga viibida selles silla osas.
But, yes, it is possible to see, sorry. But it is not possible to be in that part of the bridge.
Mis on nähtav, mis on nähtav nagu sellest lahtsest
tekis. Is visible from the deck.
But the bridge wing, talking of the wing, right?
Teie
olid
see selle
tiiva peal. Ma olin selle koha peal tekiga, kus mina olin. Seda osa sillast, mis on nähtu selle tekiga, et seal viidi. Sellise kreenine on.
You see, the point is that he could see part of the bridge from the point on the deck where he was. But it would be impossible for anybody to be in that part of the bridge with such a big hill to the starboard side.
Ja ütleme nüüd laeva juhtimisseadme ja kõik see oli suhteliselt keskosast sillas.
And all the navigation equipment was in the central part of the bridge.
Praktiliselt seal viibida, et sildumise ajal lihtsalt käidud edasi tagasi, aga seal nagu ei näinud.
And it was mostly at the time of coming to the port when everybody sildumise ajal.
Tähendab
see
osa,
tekivalt
on näha see osa sillast, et see pool,
siin oli tiimu. From the deck you can see this part of the bridge.
Ja ütleme, juhtimisseadme oli kuskil selle osa ja kus toimus liikumine. Nii et siit praktiliselt nendest akenest ei ole midagi näha.
And all the moving and all the navigation equipment was there. So from these windows practically nothing was to be seen.
I'm asking because it is kind of natural that if you are on a bridge, you try to move up. So, and sometimes if the moon is shining, you can look through the bridge or something like that.
Küsin sellepärast, et on sillal viibides on loomulik, kui püütakse liikuda. Ja mõnikord, kui kuu paistab, siis näiteks võib läbi silla vaadata.
Kuude paistab sinna?
There was no moon shining at that time.
Vihma.
It was raining.
I've heard that word moonshine somewhere during the
period. Hiljem.
Yes.
Kuud oli, ma nägin kuud siis, kui ma olin parves. Siis tuli kuu oli.
I saw the moon when we were already in the raft.
But it was raining when the lift.
Ja aga siis, kui kreen tekkis, siis sadas.
So it was slippery.
Ja tuli libe.
See vihma ooperid. Läksid kiirelt nagu oovihma.
There were gusts of rain, which passed quickly.
Yes.